I can tell you what's happening in rugby league. The Parramatta Eels, Friday night, what a massive game this is going to be. Pertec Stadium will be rocking. 7:35, well, it'll be a little bit later than that, the kickoff, but David Gower will be there for the Parramatta Eels. G'day, David.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Yeah, good. It will be a big occasion, mate. They've been awesome so far, the Rabbitohs.
Well, they've been awesome since August last year.
Yeah, that's right.
No surprise, they're in form, and they've got a great squad and the bulk of their grand final team still together. So we definitely got a big challenge, and hopefully we can get 20,000 screaming Parramatta fans out there to help us ride us home.
Yeah, Dave, you've got to get the Eels firing, don't you?
Yeah, look, we've sort of narrowed it down. You know, we're a little bit disappointing the last two rounds in particular, and it's mainly our start. So, you know, we're putting a big focus on completing and maintaining our discipline early in the game just to basically give us a chance to at least compete in the latter stages.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone wants to start well, David. And I guess that's the trick for Brett Arthur and you guys, isn't it? I mean, is there any, you know, I's you can dot or T's you can cross to make a better start?
I think it comes down to just knowing the time and a place to play footy. You know, Brad encourages us to play footy, and
yeah,
I think maybe we've been trying to push a few offloads, trying to create a bit of second phase play where it hasn't quite been there. So I think we just need to, everyone, you know, as a pack and as our edges, we just need to get into the game first. And then just know that the structures and the way we're going to play are going to allow us to play footy once we're sort of in the game, and getting mainly for us a bulk or, you know, minimum an even share of possession would be nice.
What Mo, mate? What's he brought to the club?
Mm. Yeah, he's competitive edge in defence is great for us. You know, he's got good leg speed, and it's an old head, basically. You know, we're a young side, and a lot of boys that haven't played a lot of games, and you know, he's a calming influence on the boys. And you know, there's big moments in games. You know, it's great to have Chockey there to know, you know, this is when we've got to sort of push the accelerator, and this is a moment that we can, you know, we can take the momentum. So, you know, Chockey's been great for us, and you know, he's pretty keen to come out and improve on his first three performances and kick us into the season.
Yep, exactly. And Chris Sando, unfortunately, he had a death in the family, and he sort of puts that down. He had the option of not playing last weekend or playing. He decided to play and try and do the right thing, but he sort of admits his head wasn't quite there, but it will become this Friday night.
Yeah, I think it's always tough if you lose a family member, and Chris is very family orientated, and he just wanted to do his best for the boys. And at the time, that was coming out and playing for us, and you know, maybe in hindsight, that wasn't the best decision for him if his head wasn't quite in it. But we know the hard work Chris has put in all summer, and we know he's going to be there for us Friday night, and he's going to be there to lead us round and give us that edge that we need against a great side.
Kieran Foran for next year. I know you can't think too much about it, Dave, but that's a hell of a signing.
Yeah, he's great for the club, obviously. You know, he's a competitor. He's an international. He's won premierships, and you know, he's a great half. But in saying that, like you said, and you know, as a team and a group, we've spoken about that. You know, 2015 is only three rounds old. If we start worrying or looking to next year, you know, we're going to forget about the present and what we've got. We think we've got a great opportunity to have a good season here.
Yeah, lots of bumps and bruises to come yet, Dave. And you, mate, you turned into a try scoring machine last weekend. Well done.
Well, I'll take it, mate. Better late than never.
Yeah.
So he went to the video ref, and I've been there twice before and been denied, so my heart was in my mouth for a quick minute. But it's great to get off the duck, mate. I reckon I'll score half a dozen now.
Well, it gets you off the nudie run at the end of the year.
Oh, it's going to be good. It'll be the first time in my career that I haven't had to get nude mode Monday, so it's positive.
Yeah. And personally, mate, I thought you had a terrific season last year. Are you fitter this year, or it's more of the same?
Yeah, no, we've put a big focus as a sport on our physical preparation in the off-season, so I'm a little bit bigger, stronger and fitter. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm confident where I'm at, and, you know, I'm still learning myself, even though I'm a little bit older than the rest of our side. But, no, I'm confident in the work I've done in the summer and in my progressions that I'm going to continue to improve, and I'm going to look to improve in every session and every game. So, you know, just as a side, we've got that same mentality that we're improving every session and every game. So, you know, we're looking forward to Friday night and hoping to build on a great season.
And David, head knocks for Nathan Peets and also Isaac de Goys, unfortunately, last weekend. Have they been able to do every training session so far this week?
Yep. The boys have been on the field. There's obviously protocols at the club and our medical staff have to follow. And as far as I'm aware, we've got our last session in about an hour or so, but I think the boys have ticked all the right boxes. So, you know, failing a last-minute hiccup, the boys will be strapping up tomorrow night.
And David, all this talk, I'm sure you've read about it or heard about it, about the reduction in the interchange from 10 to definitely probably 8 and maybe 6. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, look, the game's fast already. You know, they've sped it up this year again. It probably would suit me more so because I'm only a lightweight forward at 105, and yeah, you know, I think it'll probably hurt the bigger boys a little bit more. But there's smarter people than me making these decisions, so I'll just have to, and we as a club will have to adapt to whatever the power brokers hand down. So
I'm not too sure they're smarter, actually.
You said that, mate.
That's right. Be careful, Terry. Dave, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this weekend. It'll be a tough one.
Good on you, fellas. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Well done. That's Friday night footy. The Eels up against the Rabbitohs. Pertec 7:35. We look forward to it.
And the prices, Parramatta, are $3.40 outside, as you can imagine, up against the undefeated South Sydney Rabbitohs, $1.33. Get out there. It'll be a good night, Friday night, Pertec Stadium.